Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy. This past spring semester, the university hosted its first Research and Creative Arts Day, highlighting student, faculty, and staff research projects. Among them were several projects by science students who have had their work highlighted statewide in New Jersey. Today, we are going to talk about Caldwell's work in engaging students in research for STEAM. That stands for Science, Technology, Arts, Engineering, and Math. I'm happy to welcome Dr. Agnes Berkey, an associate professor in Caldwell's Natural and Physical Sciences Department, Jessica Binkowitz, a post-baccalaureate student and alumna. Jessica was selected as a New Jersey Governor's STEM Scholar this year, and also Stephen Hahn, a biology student, who presented his research on microorganisms that can end up on our smartphones. Welcome to you all.
Thank you very much, Colette, for having us here. It's a great pleasure to be here with you.
Dr. Berkey, what was Research and Creative Arts Day all about?
Well, it's really hard to put it in one word, but it was a very exciting day when our students and faculty and staff showcased their talents that was in relation to their research projects or creative arts projects, and it brought the whole community together to witness. And this had us to show us to each other as well as to others who were our guests. We had also 66 judges who came, and one third of them were outsiders, and we were very happy to have them. And they were very impressed with all the research that's going on campus, as well as our own judges, because we try to put judges to some of the categories that they are not familiar with. They're not their own expertise, and they were very impressed with the research that the other faculty and other mentors actually conducting with students, as well as the quality of presentations. So it was a wonderful day all around, and students got inspired. Many freshmen and sophomore students now really would like to conduct research and pursue that part of their education. And even faculty, many faculty came to me and said, we are so inspired by our students, and we are now thinking of what can we do with the students we're going to have next semester. And now everybody is kind of preparing, starting now for the next Caldwell Research and Creative Arts Day. And I think that is all about. And it was such a wonderful, inspiring event for our whole campus.
Very good. And Jessica, you presented your research. It was a culmination of the entire year as a post-baccalaureate student. Can you explain that to us and what you did?
Sure. So I am the program for the Governor STEM Scholars Program. They have post-secondary student leaders that are chosen to lead research projects, and you mentor high school students. So I was fortunate to have three high school students, one from Wayne Hills, and two students from Patterson Charter Science and Technology School. So our project, we wanted to focus on finding a new alternative treatment to bacterial infections. So what we did was we tested thieves and pulling essential oils, which are a mixture of the oils, on E. coli to evaluate their antibacterial effects in the hopes of combating drug-resistant E. coli strains.
So what did you find?
We found that the oils were very effective in inhibiting the growth of E. coli, which is great because now this can be a potential treatment for E. coli infections, even such as UTI, something as common as that. And when those antibiotics are no longer working, this might be a treatment that could be used. So it's awesome.
And what was that experience like working with the high school students this year? I know you were very committed.
Yes, it was definitely a learning experience. It was great to teach younger students, and I think it was also a great opportunity for them to, even in high school, be able to conduct research actually at a university. And also, I think it helped my leadership skills. It helped strengthen those. It also helped with just learning how to work in a team better, as well as troubleshooting, you know, and managing even schedules. But I really enjoyed mentoring them, and I hope that they learned something and enjoy like what they did. I think they were all very interested in the projects, and I think they're gonna be even more excited tomorrow when we present in front of almost 200 people. So I think they're really gonna get excited to actually share what we've worked on all year in front of a large audience.
So you were also selected as a New Jersey Governor's Scholar. What was that like? That's quite prestigious.
I was very honored to be chosen as a Governor's STEM Scholar. it was a great opportunity. I learned a lot from the program, and I hope that we can continue it with other Caldwell students.
And you were invited to the State House.
Yes, I was. That was also a wonderful and exciting chance to show my research to state legislature, governor, staff, and policymakers. And just to be even to be invited there is just an honor in itself. And then also just to be able to present my findings was also just an amazing experience overall.
Congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
That. Stephen, you have some really interesting research. I think a lot of people are interested in knowing that there can actually be microorganisms on our smartphones.
Yeah, believe it or not, you know, you might not be able to see it yourself with your naked eye, but you know, door handles, you know, when you use your phone, you use the toilet, you know, there's a bunch of microorganisms that you can't see. And, you know, smartphones, it's an item that we don't really think about in terms of it being dirty. You know, we don't really think about cleaning it. And I remember there was a research project done by a student at Caldwell University prior about how she was doing research about whether there is E. coli on keyboards in the public library. And I sort of wanted to, you know, follow in her footsteps and sort of upgrade that idea to smartphones. Because, you know, right now smartphones, there's I think it was about 4 billion smartphones that Cisco says that they're circulating worldwide, and that doesn't even, you know, include like pagers or slider phones or flip phones, anything like that.
Wow.
So yeah, me and my partner, we were really interested in trying to, you know, sort of like quantify and identify what we could find on smartphones, and you know, that's what brought us here.
And you and the other student had the opportunity to present at conferences, right?
Yeah. The first conference that we went to was ICFNJ. We presented,
Independent College Fund of New Jersey.
Right. We presented at the Liberty Science Center. And that day, it was a really exciting day, actually. I remember we woke up like 6 in the morning to get ready for this day. We all got loaded up in a bus and we drove over there. And the presentation, you know, the venue was amazing. I got to meet some of the other students from other colleges and see what sort of work that they were doing. And, you know, just sort of, you know, seeing just this vast array of subjects that, you know, people do research on, and, you know, the passion that people have for these subjects, you know, I found it to be really amazing.
And Dr. Berkey, it's important for students to be exposed to professionals at these type of conferences, and your department does a very good job of that.
Well, thank you, Colette. It's really true. It's very important for students to, first of all, to conduct research. Many students think it's kind of mystical what research is about, and so it's important for them to really know that it's learnable, it's possible to learn how to conduct research, it's possible to learn how to conduct good research. And it helps them, but only conducting research help them with critical thinking. It helped them to actually summarize and combine all the things that they learn in the classroom and take it one step beyond the classroom. They integrate their knowledge. And so just conducting research helped the students to develop many, many skills, professional as well as personal skills, including working in a team, accepting constructive criticism from a professor or from their own peers, because in a research class that we have, for example, in our department, the students help each other many, many ways. And so it's very important for students because it will help them on the long run.
So it makes students very well-rounded, not just focused on their discipline.
Definitely not. And it's also to add to this chain of thought, when they present, then their social skills and their skills to express ideas to people who never heard about this, the interpersonal and presentation skills, they also
are developing
those skills, which will be very important for them when they go to interviews for their graduate schools or higher education, if they go forward, or if they go for job interview. And if they selected, then they have to work, and then they have to there, when they work, explain things to other people who may not be familiar with what they have to explain. So it's really a wonderful opportunity for our students to conduct research and then to go to presentations.
Sure. And have that experience. Now, as students, do you appreciate that the faculty are giving you these opportunities?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, when I presented at Caldwell Research Day, I actually really appreciated the fact that we had to, you know, depending on the judge we had, sort of tone it up or tone it down, like based, like for me when I did a very scientific subject.
Depending on what they understand and don't understand.
Right. And there's a challenge that comes with that. But, you know, the fact that you've been working with the research for so long, you know, sort of ingrained into your head, and, you know, to be able to sort of mold that to however way that you need to explain to someone. It's a challenge, but it's a really fun, exciting challenge. And again, with what Dr. Berkey said, you know, being able to present that research, you know, if I have a career in research in my future, then I'll have those skills to do that. And, you know, I could have very well gone through my college career without ever once touching research. But my peers, my connections, you know, brought me to research, and I'm really grateful for that.
And both of you are interested in medicine. Jessica, yes. You were a psych major. You graduated from Caldwell, and then you came back to do the post-baccalaureate yes. work.
Yes. So I graduated in 2014, and then after shadowing experiences, I decided that I did want to be a doctor, and that's when I enrolled into the program. And that's when I first met Dr. Berkey and then got started in the research program here.
So you're looking to go to medical school?
Yes, hopefully.
And also you too, Stephen.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You know, hopefully I'm finishing up my junior year. I'll be taking the MCATs over the summer. And then after I wrap up my senior year, hopefully I'll be able to go right into med school after that.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go back to your research a little bit. From a practical standpoint, what mm-hmm. do we need to know about our smartphones?
Our smartphones, you know, our research, it wasn't to, like, scare anybody. You know, it's not like we're all sick. We're not going to run around with, you know, diseases everywhere. But it's just sort of like a reality check, you know, like what's really on our smartphones. I think, you know, there's always this statement, ignorance is bliss. But in this case, I don't think that really applies, and we need to be mindful about what we have on our phones. So based on our research, you know, I would encourage anyone to at least, you know, try and make an effort to clean their phones at least once a day, you know, twice, if you're, you know, a bit of a germaphobe. But yeah.
I think it's wonderful research, very valuable for people yes. on a practical
yes,
level.
Definitely, definitely, yes.
Last question, Dr. Berkey. You put this together, you led this with a team of faculty and staff and Dr. Barbara Chesler over the year. And so what are your plans for next year in doing this?
Yeah, it was really a pleasure to work with our committee members. The committee actually is called the Research Task Force, and forever I'm calling it committee, and it's supposed to be called a task force. So now, so if I want to say it properly, it's the Research Task Force, and it was called to be being, to called to exist by Dr. Barbara Chesler, who had the vision to actually facilitate research on campus, because she believes that. And I think with many of us that research will give such great experiences to students that we should promote it on our Caldwell campus. And so she called the research task force to being, and many faculty answered that call, and I was one of them, and then I became the chair of the committee. And it's really a great pleasure to work with all my committee members, both the faculty, and we have one staff member and one student member. And it's really a pleasure to work with them because they're very, very motivated and dedicated to research. And so with them, and also with the support of Dr. Barbara Chesler, and also our president, Dr. Nancy Blattner, she's really came and supported mm-hmm. our endeavor.
And Dr. Chesler, too.
Yeah, both of them, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you had a wonderful keynote speaker that day.
Yes, yeah, Dr. Jill Barganetti, she's a professor of at Hunter College in New York City. She gave a wonderful presentation, and I think she represented what Caldwell is about. Caldwell would like to give our students a well-rounded experience, no matter what subject they are. And our keynote speaker was actually a dance and a biology double major at college. And when she gave the presentation to us about DNA and what the role of P53 is in cancer, she actually danced through her presentation, as well as she asked our students to come on the podium. And
very interactive.
It was yes. very interactive. And I think many students says that was like the perfect presentation, a perfect talk, because she could bring the complex ideas, and she was able to tell about this through movement and dance.
And it was a wonderful day.
Yeah. It was a wonderful, very exciting and wonderful day. Yes.
Well, I want to thank you. This has been really valuable information about the wonderful work that's being done in the Department of Natural and Physical Sciences here at Caldwell. Our guests have been Dr. Agnes Berkey and students Stephen Hahn and Jessica Binkowitz. My thanks to our students John Key Parekh and Yashank Wali for their assistance with this production. I'm Colette Liddy. Please join us next time.